A gunman targets a hospital in Texas. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Two nurses are dead at Dallas Methodist Medical Center after police say a convicted felon opened fire yesterday.
The shooter is detained at another hospital after he was wounded by a Methodist Health System police officer at the scene. According to Dallas police, the 30-year-old suspect was on parole for aggravated robbery. He also had an active ankle monitor at the time of the attack.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A suspect in a spate of unrelated shootings in Seattle is in custody. Police say one man was ambushed and killed. Another was critically hurt after being shot in the chest. Two other people were injured when the suspect allegedly fired bullets into their cars. 5 more years in power. The leader of China, Xi Jinping, has been awarded a third term as he tightens control over society and China's struggling economy.
The move comes with other changes in the nation's top political jobs. Premier Li Keqiang, who is an advocate of private enterprise, will no longer hold a position in the country's top decision-making body, which is now made up of Xi's political allies.
Fox's Jessica Stone. She was congratulated by the leaders of North Korea and Russia. A Russian-controlled area of Ukraine is being evacuated ahead of what's expected to be a major Ukrainian offensive in the southern city of Kherson. Meantime, in the capital, a visit by U.S. lawmakers.
I don't think the timing of this visit was random. There's a real understanding in Washington that there's a part of the Republican Party that does not want to keep funding this effort by the Ukrainians to reclaim their territory.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst in the capital. America's listening to Fox News.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret cane sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
The National Transportation Safety Board is leading the investigation into a small plane crash that killed two people in New Hampshire. The plane collided with a residential building on Friday in the city of Keene, sparking a 3-alarm fire. One person who lives about a quarter mile away told local media she could feel the heat from the fire. 6 people are feared dead after the crash of a small plane off the coast of Costa Rica. Officials say the German businessman behind Gold's Gym was among those on board. They weren't just accident victims. They were crime victims. That's according to a federal judge who looked at 2 crashes involving Boeing jets.
A federal judge ruled Friday that relatives of people killed in the crashes of 2 Boeing 737 MAX planes are crime victims. The Justice Department argued against it. However, a Texas judge said the crashes were a foreseeable consequence of Boeing's conspiracy, making the relatives victims of that crime. Boeing, which misled safety regulators, agreed to pay $2.5 billion, including $243.6 million in fines. And the Justice Department agreed not to prosecute the company. Virginia-based Boeing did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It's unclear what impact the ruling will have. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
As long as migrants keep flooding our southern border, buses will continue to take them elsewhere. That's according to Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
The most that we can do is try to alleviate that flow by busing some of these immigrants from that private property to the ports of entry where Border Patrol can then take custody of them, or those that are voluntarily want to go to sanctuary cities such as New York, Chicago, and Washington, then we will bus those immigrants as well. That has continued.
Border officials say more than 2.3 million migrants were encountered this past fiscal year. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.